101. Maybe I repeat myself, but still. Okay. That verse where Krishna says that he appears now and then to, you know, Paritranaya Sadhanam Inashalecha Durskritam, that we can trust that. Now today in the world, look at how it looks. And, you know, sometimes I'm, you know, social media posting things here. You can get yourself independent. Experts talking about what's actually happening in the world today. And the reason I'm doing this is that the situation today is very peculiar, historically unique. In a way that many can't see. You see, I mean, first of all, we need to understand more the power and importance of the mind and therefore media and propaganda. So, yeah, we, of course, are given in media a picture of, look, here is the bad ones that we should fight and kill and defeat and get rid of, and everything will be fine. And here are the good ones. Of course, that's us, we who make this media. So you should help us, and yes, maybe you should be being a responsible citizen, ready to go out and die in wars that we are making against those bad ones. Noble sacrifice. But what if, and that's the thing, that whatever side you happen to be on, they will tell you that. And today, it's not just country against country, it's like not even continents, but big parts of this planet on different sides. So what I'm saying here, why I'm mentioning it, is it is important that we see even the world situation today through the eyes of the Bhagavad Gita and the Bhagavatam. But we can learn that this is a stage of Kali, where people are quarrelsome. But also in the Gita that there are suras and asuras. And if we can learn to see who is who, distinguish, that's a, yes, a sign of intelligence, then we won't get fooled. Because, you know, if, let's say you are ruled by the asuras, who tell you that they are the good ones, but they have the best media PR operations, which is really what it's about today. And they make you think that they are the good ones. And the other ones are the Hitlers and devils and all that. Especially if you hear those kind of words and see that little mustache there, you can suspect propaganda in action, because that's just a favorite one. They are not always so sophisticated. And then people share and share, and it spreads, and yes, viral effect. And this way you can, yes, I would say manipulate, influence the minds of billions of people with just a few clicks. So it's very powerful, and we need to wake up and see that in action. And I would say that one way of, yeah, this is really what the Bhagavad Gita and this knowledge is about, helping us to clear up, to wake up, to see clearer, to get intelligence and distinguish between reality and illusion, the good and the bad, the suras and the asuras. So, where do we look and how do we look? Well, we just read those verses about the asuras. And yes, now I will just skip ahead a little here and conclude already that, well, I see a lot of those asuric characteristics, character traits in those who evidently run this world with greed, power hungry, money hungry, and lacking compassion and empathy with those that they exploit to increase their treasuries. I mean, we can just start there. And today it is, thanks to the internet, fairly easy to see. But of course, it's now also built in, the protection against people seeing that. And it is that if you even so much as suggest that there are some very powerful, and I would say sometimes mercilessly so, people behind what's going on in the world today, and you are a conspiracy theorist. And again, when those words, you know, they are buzzwords or weaponized words, this is also a very basic propaganda tool. Words that, when you use them, they evoke emotions. They make you not listen to some persons, only listen to the other ones. Make you think this person is bad. You should be with us, the good ones, and so on. So let's continue that to Bhagavad Gita, and in another episode we could talk about the Bhagavatam and the Kali.